Thank you. The Scottish country dances are the social dances of Scotland and are danced today in virtually every country of the world. It's a tradition that dates from the 1600s and is alive and growing and very well, and increasing numbers of people joining in with these dances. We are going to, we do not perform, we're going to demonstrate three dances this evening in this set. The first one is done to jig music and is called Seton's Cayley Band. The second one is a slow time dance called a Strass Bay. The name of this one is Bonnie Strancheré. And then I will come and say a little something about the third one before we do it.
Something, it doesn't matter. Okay, chord.
Thank you.
You're not going to talk? Okay.
Let me drum there.
After the Battle of Dunkirk, there were a number of officers of the Scottish Highland 51st Division left at Dunkirk, and they wound up in a prisoner of war camp where they spent the rest of the war. Well, in order to keep themselves sane under such a circumstance, they knew Scottish country dancing, and they devised the next dance that we're going to dance the Reel of the 51st. This dance, because of its origins, sometimes when we have a special occasion at a ball or something of that nature, we will sometimes dance it all men in the way that it was danced in the prisoner of war camp. Reel of the 51st.
Thank you.
waltz, waltz, waltz. One, two, one, three.
Graceful, stately, wondrous, and friendly Scottish national dancers led by Cubby Whitehead, and I guess we'll call you the wind that blows Riley's barley. Is this barley itself? Ah. And its last appearance as such? A pleasure to have you all. And a pleasure to have you. Well, the Cajun dance up on top of the hill is right on the verge of closing down, and I guess, and as the night comes down, the whole weekend now comes down to this. And at the point where it all comes down to this, there you start looking for people who act as signposts of the time that's passed and the emotion, the importance. And when you sit in such a beautiful place, you can't help but reflect on the importance of those things that create the beauty. And when you reflect on the importance of the things that create the beauty, you have to reflect on the importance of preserving it. One of the uses that music has always been put to is addressing the important issues. And what Whitey Markle has done over the years is, living in Citra, looked around him, noted the important things. It's important that Smilac grows. It has a place. And just as Smilac has a place, so does Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters. And right now, Whitey Markle's place is right here on the stage under the lights. And he actually showed up, and he filled his place. It's a real nice pleasure to have him. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Whitey Markle and the Swamp Rooters.
There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammock I don't wish on any man. My blood knows hurtful tushes, dark's a brown and yellow sand. Setting sun. Wasn't thinking, I got careless, didn't even tote a gun. All right, Dave. There he stood, red eyes burning, lava running down his jaw. Never seen a sight so fearful, chill me to my very marrow. Thinking, and those shivers coach my spine. I walks out into that moonlight, that old hog still on my mind. There's a wild hog in Gulf Hammer, I don't wish on any man. My blood knows his hurtful tushes, darks are brown and yellow sand. Darks are brown and yellow sand. Wow, wow. No, 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 please. No, 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 please. That was a Will McLean song. Will was one of the pillars here for many, many years. And he inspired a lot of us secondary folk writers, singers, to carry on with this tradition of Florida folk culture. And so, with the good graces of Secretary of State Jim Smith and Mr. Loomis and David Reddy and the Friends of Florida Folk and all the wonderful volunteers and the park rangers and the state troopers, we've brought it together this weekend. It only happens once a year, and we get to see all of Florida right here in White Springs.
What a beautiful place it is.
But Will was a great folk writer. He did thousands of volumes about Florida, and he was a great influence on me personally. This next song is one that my mother gave me the impetus to write about people coming here from other parts of the country and not quite understanding how things are here culturally. It's called East Florida Blues. I've been working on these East Florida Blues, got them in the sand in my Duval County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. First it was the Timahuan, the Creek and Seminoles, and along come the Spaniards and took their bloody toll. Then this place got crackified with changing history, and along come the boom that brought the tourist industry. I've been working on these East Florida Blues, got them in the sand in my Dixie County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. The terms, thank you. We ain't all that stupid, and we ain't eat up with worms. If everything was rosy in your northern factory, I'd say Pennsylvania is where you ought to be. I've been working on these East Florida Blues, got them in the sand in my Monroe County shoe. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. Same goes here in Florida, every man and woman. If you don't like our thinking or our backward country songs, I'd say up in Michigan is right where you belong. I've been working on these East Florida Blues, got them in the sand in my Union County shoes. Everybody's coming here and staying here too, if you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. If you know what I mean about these East Florida Blues. I got them bad. Thank you very much. Please.
I got to tell you, I'm from out of Citra, and Citra is famous for one thing and one thing only. It's the home of the guy that invented the atomic fly rod for nuclear fission.
Citra material. Man.
Okay, this next one's one I wrote about food and love. Me and Hank Williams like to combine those two subjects. And they're my absolute two most favorite subjects, food and love. And this one's called What You Cooking, Baby. It's about Florida food. Are those Vidalia onions and those whippoorwill peas? Spat-a-daddle pepper in the soup that I see. Did you cook a little mullet, you sweet little thing? I just can't wait for your dinner bell to ring, cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do keep me coming back to spend more time with you. Cut some curly mustards, clean them for me. Cook them up on that fat back just as tender as can be. Break out my new cane syrup, pour it on my greens. Baby, don't you know food like this is fit for a king? Cause you know I know how good that it feels to eat until I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do keep me coming back. Spend more time with you. What you got cooking, baby? You know your grits and cornbread really turn me on. Your pancakes and your marmalade are the best I've ever known. I've never seen a butter bean that tastes as good as yours. If a Frenchman was to eat one, he'd be hollering, bonjour, it's got a rhyme. You know, I know how good that it feels to eat till I'm full of one of your home-cooked meals. I know you know the things that you do keep me coming back to spend more time with you, yeah. I know you know the things that you do keep me coming back to spend more time with you. What you cooking, baby? Any cloggers out there? I can't see y'all tonight. All right, I want y'all to come up here and do this with me. I want to make amends. Over the years, I've sung this song in protest to clogging. It's called the Cracker Stomp. Yeah. I was born and raised a Baptist, and we were not allowed to even think about dancing. Wasn't good for you. So then I saw these cloggers, you know, and I figured, nah, ain't no way. If it's like line dancing, I just won't be able to do it right. So I wrote this one called A Cracker Stomp, and there's no way to do it wrong. You just lift one of your 2 feet up and drop it back to the ground, and you've done the basic cracker stomp. Another old cracker boy born down in the swamp. My little song gonna bring you joy. It's called the Cracker Stomp. Late at night when the moon comes out, I want to ramble and roam. My feet start to jumping up and down, and it comes out the Cracker Stomp. Hey, hey, the Cracker Stomp down the swamp. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the cracker stomp. like a stomp from down the swamp. My feet start jumping and it comes out the crack of stone. There's one thing you see about my little song. It has no rhythm or rhyme. You might do it short, you can't do it long, cause you do it different every time. The same thing applies to the muddy old feet when they start to dance in the lawn. There ain't no right way to do my song. You sure can't do it wrong. Hey, hey, the crack is strong from down the swamp. My feet start jumping, comes up the crack is strong. I said my feet start jumping, comes out the crack is strong. My feet start jumping, and it comes out the crack is strong. A lot of great songwriters have come through this festival over the years. Jim Ballew, Will McLean, of course, Paul Champion, my golly. Don Groom's one of the greatest. Frank Thomas is one of my very favorites. Ken Skeens, new one coming along. We just got, and if I didn't mention your name, Mike Beeson's here for the first time in years. It's just a great festival. Yep. But I think the guy that has written the song, in my opinion, that should be the state song, it's Mr. Bobby Hicks from Tampa, and he wrote one called I'm Florida, Need I Say More. Great song. And I'm not going to do that for you. That's why, because it's a great song. Bobby wrote this one about the Suwannee River, and respect. It's got a lot of heart in it. It's called The Suwannee Flows Deep in Our Heart. Think about it. Up in the yellow pines, the waters first flow. Down through White Springs, a place we all know. All across Florida, to the Gulf of Mexico, the Suwannee flows deep in our heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Big business calls it profit, but us crackers call it slaughter of the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. God bless Cousin Thelma, she remembers back when a cleaner, sweeter water still flowed round the bend. To some, just a river, but to us, an old friend, the Suwannee flows deep in our heart. Michael Godwin on the guitar. That's his daddy on the bass over there. How I wish I could turn the clocks back before the pollution and the industry stack. Before they mine the phosphate and turn the waters black in the Suwannee that flows deep in our heart. What have we left for our sons and our daughters? Take lots of pictures, but don't drink the water. Big business calls it profit. Us crackers call it slaughter of the Suwannee that flows deep in our hearts. The Suwannee that flows deep in our hearts. Woo!
Thank you very much.
We got one more, and we're going to get off here. I want to tell you, the lady come up behind me, she's also a great Florida songwriter, Jeannie Fitch, and I consider her the princess of the festival. She's helped us all along with the stuff, and that's what this is all about. That's why we have festivals, by golly. All right, we're going to finish it up with a jazz tune. I just want to thank you a lot for letting the swamp grass into the festival. Michael Governor, Kate.
Nice hand for him. Thanks, Whitey. Whitey's got a wonderful sense of contrast. Whitey Markle dressed all in black. Of course, I had a dog that was named Sweet Acidophilus, and she was all black. So I understand that Whitey and I are of a similar mind. Sort of a dangerous concept. We have a parent who has lost their child. Actually, it's the parent that's wrong. And we've got this lost parent backstage. So Nikki Jacobs, and let me describe you in case there's some confusion about who you are. You're 16 years old, and you're about 6 feet tall, and you have shoulder-length brown hair, and you're wearing black acid-washed jeans and a kind of a long French print top. Your dad's backstage. We're trying to take care of him, and we're feeding him milk and cookies, but he's how parents get. Jeannie Fitchin. You know, Bobby Hicks wrote a song called I'm Florida, Need I Say More? And I think I'm going to take a note from Bobby and say, this is Jeannie Fitchin, Need I Say More?
Thank you. you. I promised myself that I wasn't going to talk much. This is the Streets of Laredo, the female version. When I was a young girl, I used to seek pleasure. When I was a young girl, I used to drink ale. First to the alehouse, then to the jailhouse. Right out of the jailhouse and then to my grave. If he had but told me before he dishonored me, if he had told me in time, I could have bought salts and pills of white mercury. But now I'm a young girl cut down in my prime. Come, mama, come, papa, come sit here beside me. Come sit you down by me and pity my case. My poor head is aching, my sad heart is breaking. My body's salivated and I'm bound to die. When I was a young girl, I used to seek pleasure. When I was a young girl, I used to drink ale. First to the alehouse, then to the jailhouse. Right out of the jailhouse, and then to my grave.
Thank you. That was an uplifting song, wasn't it? This one's a little bit better. This is one that you can sing with me. A couple years ago, I ran into an old friend from high school. We hadn't seen each other since we were seniors, and we were really excited. It was so unexpected. We exchanged phone numbers, and we made plans to get together. And then we started calling each other on the phone. And the more we talked, the more I realized, and probably she did too, that maybe we didn't need to rekindle this old friendship at this point in our life because we had nothing in common anymore. So eventually we stopped talking on the phone. In fact, I've even lost her phone number. I felt guilty for a while, and then I started thinking about how during our lives we have friends who fill niches, and they have these important places in our hearts throughout time. And as we move on through time, these friends disappear. The memory is there, but we hold them always close to our heart, and it's perfectly fine. So that's what this song is all about. This is your part. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages and then drift and fade like the wind. Books and toys and blissful noise fill the world of little.
many, but three's a crowd. We learn from early on, through pain and tears, smiles and fears, we learn to give and take, mostly take. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces, who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times, whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages, who take us through all the stages, and then drift and fade like the wind, drift and fade like the wind. Toys are soon forgotten as the years passed quickly by. The rules remain, though the games we played were changing with the season. Those secrets, lies, and heartfelt cries we helped each other through. Those crazy dreams and reckless schemes, some we'd win, some we'd lose. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces, who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times, whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages, take us through all the stages. And fade like the wind. Soon school, careers, and families put time and space between. Those carefree days and playful ways that once came so easily. By then our focus is directed toward the matters of the heart. And the friends who stayed were the ones who shared the same choices that we made. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages, and then drift and fade like the wind. The golden years change the demands upon the body and the mind. We seek the simple and the sure, unsafe and proven grounds. By then the friends we seek play different roles with wisdom and with grace. And where the trust and love leave off, the real comfort only begins. Thank goodness for friends who fill up the empty spaces. Friends whose faces change with the times. Those friends who take us through all the stages, and then drift and fade like the wind. And then drift and fade.
Notice that there was a workshop today called Surviving Early Parenthood. Music for providing surviving early parenthood. I thought that was really neat. I wish I could have gone to it. I think there should be a workshop for surviving the teenage years, too. This is a song This was the easiest song I ever wrote. It took about 2 hours, one very frustrating afternoon. I wrote for my 16-year-old son. It's tough to be a parent when a teenager's what you got. Never mind what you've been reading or the basics you've been taught. New rules and regulations begin at age 16. And those gentle, peaceful, cherished times come few and far between. And the parent becomes the enemy, the very scourge of his existence, who imposes threats and punishments with perseverance and persistence, and who takes the upper hand in all matters of importance, like food, money, and name brand clothes. All the joys are soon forgotten when the hormones start to flow, and it's not just changing voices or body parts that grow. The boy thinks he's a man with all privileges therefrom. He has little use for authority and little use for mom. My role as his caretaker is insignificant and worthless, paltry, unimportant, immaterial and worthless. Except the times when my position is both respected and revered. Like at Christmas, birthdays, and the first of the month. There's a little said between us, it's not easy to relate or speak in his own language in words he won't debate. Keep disputes at bay. But no matter how I choose my words, he argues anyway. In exotic hybrid dialect, unusual and strange. Familiar words are altered and phrases rearranged. A variety of language peculiar to the young. Like it was beat. You got snaked. He's hating it. And of course, killer. He disappears into his bedroom to avoid new confrontations. He spends much time away from home just venting his frustrations. He reprimands and nags me till he has had his fill. And if his livid looks don't kill his criticizing will, we're opposing sides in battle in a war which can't be won. Between a battered, shattered mother and her harsh, demanding son, a simple sign of love is all I ever seek. But his idea of affection is a turning of the cheek. And you know what he said to me the other day? This is really true. He said, "You know what, Mom? If you weren't my mother, you'd be ugly." Like to follow that song with this one, was written by Malvina Reynolds. Beautiful song. I wish I could turn back the years and go through that all over again. Where did my little boy go? Guess that's something I'll never know. Why did my little boy grow?
stories can I tell? Or any questions about this life that I don't answer well? He would always run me, wanting love and sympathy. Now he's grown and gone away. He don't depend on me. Guess that's something I'll never know. Why did my little boy grow into a man I cannot know. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to close with a song about love, but it's not young love. It's about very mature love. It's the kind of love that exists after a couple have been married for 50 years or more. It's the kind of love that we take for granted because we know it's there, but it's also the kind of love that is not just between those two people, it's spread out amongst everyone around them. I like to compare it to a river that starts out very, very small, and then through time and space it builds and gets stronger and stronger, and it reaches out and absorbs and consumes and nourishes and sustains. That's the kind of love that I'm going to sing about. This is a song that I wrote to honor my parents on their 50th wedding anniversary, and this is for all of you old married couples. My parents were born and raised in Brooklyn, New York. Their parents were immigrants from Lebanon and Sicily. And about 45 years ago, my parents just picked everything up and followed other relatives who came down to Florida, and they settled in Orlando back when it was just a cow pasture. That's where I was born and raised. Supper's taken from the table. Little ones are bathing in their beds. Through Ellis Island, years before, these families poured with longing for promise of good fortune in America. And the young folks would oftentimes meet on the front steps of the city streets to chatter and amuse away the evening. It was here the young girl of 17 met that fine young man, 21. Their lives became entwined like a tendril on a vine. Flows like a river. Like a river, love flows. Born from the mountain over cobblestones, it flows. As melted snow or falling rain, it tumbles on below. Or boils up from beneath the ground, a spring from which it flows along, love flows like a river, love flows. Supper's
placed upon the table. Though tomorrow's is uncertain as the wind, with fear and hope within their hearts, this couple left the city sparse to follow those who moved on south to Florida. With few holdings and a child of two, they resolved to make their little do till chance and opportunities came knocking. But the struggle never ceased to bring the seeds of love, songs to sing. This family grew, how this family grew. Like a river, love flows. Like a ribbon, it braids around the trees. It reaches as it goes, or carves or sculpts a canyon as it tumbles on below, or feeds the grassy meadows green, or the mountain slopes it flows between. Love flows. A river, love flows. Now many meals have passed upon that table, and young and old are greeted through that door. In 50 years of caring, spreading joy, love, and sharing, now it all comes back around through friends and family. They've touched in special ways, with memories shared of happy days, more precious and revered each passing season. And if we truly harvest what we sow, and the heart's the fount from which love flows, this couple then should know their harvest never slows. Love flows like a river, like a river, love flows. It emerges as a rivulet, a trickle as it flows. It nurtures and sustains with life as it tumbles on below. After many miles, its banks are swelled with mighty power, it flows unquelled. Love flows. River, love flows like a river, love flows.
Jeannie wrote a song a few years ago called Who Will Carry the Old Ways Along? You will, Jeannie. Yeah, you're right. You should be coming on out. People sing music for a lot of different reasons, and they're all valid. I got something to say. I'm moved in my soul to speak with this artistic language. I'm participating in a valued tradition of my family. But there's another reason that people play music. And I don't think there's any better example of people responding to that reason and exemplifying that reason than the New Sand Mountain Wildcats. Now, you look at this agglomeration of folks on stage. Can I use that word in this place? Agglomeration. No, not a conflagration. I'm in charge here. Will you shut up? You look at these folks and you say, what possible reason could these folks get together to play music? Is the reason philosophic in response to Ernie's? Is it computorial in response to Tim's? Is it rehabilitative in response to Dennis's? I'm stuck on Rob. No, I tell you, I'm not stuck on Rob because Rob is the exemplification of the real reason that some folks play music, and that's just to have a damn good time. The new Sand Mountain Wildcats.
Thank you very much. As Ed indicated, we are the new Sand Mountain Wildcats. We have two albums currently available. Gather around, all you chillin', and be amongst the very first to experience the spiritually uplifting power of a wildcat strike.
I'd surely live it over. I'd only walk with brand new shoes and just lay down in clover. I'd only work on Christmas Day and other days go sporting. I'd spend my days by the creek and at the night go courting.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
My eyes get misty. Daddy sing a gospel song and mama sipping whiskey. Oh, whiskey from a white oak barrel sure does make good liquor. It makes the days seem twice as bright and the night goes by much quicker.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Well, if I had a brand new quilt, I'd fill it up with feathers. I'd take my love by the hand and we'd lay down together. All the days when I was young, the thoughts would keep returning. They keep away the winter's chill just like a log fire burning.
Honey from the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain. From the honeycomb, water from the fountain, sugar from the sugar cane, my wild rose of the mountain.
Thank you very much. You clap like there are many of you out there.
Robert Earl Keen Jr., fine songwriter from Texas, friend of Lyle Lovett's. Lyle got married, got famous. Robert's still singing in Texas.
The day you left, I thought that I would never love another. How else could I feel? Now when you run into me, I can't believe I could not see. You're all tanked up, but no one's at the wheel. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a-honking on my horn, I'm a-shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bright lights, but you're just too dim to know. When you're swerving on life's highway, you're
running someone off the road.
Sometimes I don't know what I'm doing. Sometimes my whole world is filled with rain. As I travel down life's highway, things ain't going my way, 'cause there's always someone swerving in my lane. You keep swerving in my lane. It's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn. I'm shooting the finger. I keep switching on my bride. But you're just too dim to know.
Just too dim to know.
When you're swerving on life's highway, you're running someone off the road. When and if I finally ever pass you, when I do, and if I'm still alive, I won't ever see you, 'cause I'm ripping off my rear view and I'm shifting it on into overdrive. You keep swerving in my lane, and it's causing lots of danger. I'm a honking on my horn. I'm a shooting you the finger. I keep switching on my bride. But you just too dim to know.
Just too dim to know.
When you're swerving on life's highway, you're on someone off the road.
Be careful out there.
Thank you. Ernie, you want to say a few words about who will sing?
About what?
Who will sing for me?
Who will
I
sing?
Think we should all sing. I think we should all sing. Thank you very much. Ed Fleming was a mentor to many people at this festival, to Dennis and to me, and in some sense to Tim. And to Robert? Okay, and to Robert. And he used to be the chairperson of the festival here before it came under the auspices of the state. So we always like to do one song for Ed Fleming. So, Ed, this is for you.
Oft I sing for my friends when death cold form I see. When I reach my journey's end, who will sing one song for me?
I wonder
who will sing
for me when I come to the cross of that silent sea.
Sing one song for me. So I'll sing until the end and cheerful try to be, but sure that some friend will sing one song for me.
I wonder who
will sing
for me when I come to the cross of that silent sea.
Who will sing one song
for me?
They lay me down to rest and look down on me. they sing one song for me. I wonder who will sing,
for me when I come to the cross of that silent sea.
Who will sing one song for me?
Song written by Frank Thomas. Frank may be out here somewhere. We just love doing this song, and we just want to thank Frank every time we get the chance to do it, and also to make people aware of the changing face of Florida. This is called Cracker Cowman.
Thanks, Frank.
Scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail, and the interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail,
and condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly,
and the old Cracker Cowman don't know how it all passed him by.
His beard may be stubbled like a cut over sugar cane field, and his clothes may be dirty, but the look in his eyes lets you know he won't heal. He's from a breed that has died, but he has survived, and the land that he once knew is gone.
He's an old cracker cowman existing a long way from home. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail, and the interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail,
and condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly,
and the old cracker cowmen don't know how it all passed him by.
There's old Bone Mizell,
he's gone, but the legend lives on.
And Jake Summerlin and old Sam Keen,
the beginning and ending of an era now gone.
And men like Doc Norman somehow let the bottle get them down.
Those old Florida cowboys are like eagles tied to the ground. And dirt bikes scream over land that used to be scrub cow trail, and the interstate highways have taken the place of old Mr. Flagler's rail,
and condos rise from the land and space shuttles fly,
and the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by. And the old cracker cowman don't know how it all passed him by.
All these songs we're doing tonight can be found on our album, Wildcat Strike. It's a new song, never before heard, nor will it be anywhere but on our album, by Robert Levine. Too many special effects. What are you laughing at?
Say Mary took to running with a traveling man, left her mama crying with her head in her hands. Just a sad case, so brokenhearted. Say Molly, gotta go, gotta get out of here, gotta get out of town, gotta get around, gotta roll on between the ditches. It's an ordinary story about the way things go, round and around, nobody knows, but the highway goes on forever. She never would have done it if she hadn't got drunk, if she hadn't started running with the Peters Road bunch, if she hadn't started taking those crazy chances. See that daughter, let me tell you about the traveling kind. Everywhere he goes, such a very short time, he'll be long gone before you know it. He'll be long gone before you know it. Said I never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Leave Louisiana in the broad daylight. Yeah, down in the swampland, anything goes. Alligator bait and the bars don't close. It's the real thing down in Louisiana. Have you ever seen a Cajun when he really got drunk? When he really got in trouble like a daughter gone bad? It gets real hot down in Louisiana. Yeah, stranger better move or gonna get killed. Gonna have to get it or a shotgun will. There ain't no time for lame speeches. She said, I never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever known it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. Yeah, I never ever known it when it felt so good. Never ever knew it when I knew I could. Never ever done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight. It's an ordinary story about the way things go. Round and around, nobody knows. But the highway goes on forever. There ain't no way to stop the water.
I promised you spiritually uplifting.
Are we getting the hook?
Okay.
Right,
I don't know.
Well, Dave, he said go ahead. Hurry up.
It's an unclear signal.
Hurry up.
We'll do it fast.
I'm your Huckleberry.
Past the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm had a shoeshine stand. People gather round him and they clap their hands. He was a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Well, he charges you a nickel just to shine one shoe. Makes the owner's kind of leather look like new. He make you want to up and dance when he gets through. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped a boogie-woogie rag. He's the Chattanooga shoeshine boy. Well, if It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop. You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity hippity hoppity hippity hoppity hippity hop. He opens up his collar when the clock strikes nine. Got to get up early when they're feeling fine. He make you wanna get right up and rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
My buddy Robert's gonna pop the rag.
You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity hippity hoppity hippity hoppity hippity hop. He opens up his corner when the clock strikes nine. Like to get up early when they're feeling fine. He make you wanna get right up and rise and shine. He's a great big bundle of joy. He popped the boogie woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoe shine boy. He popped the boogie woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoe shine boy. He popped the boogie woogie rag. He's a Chattanooga shoe shine boy. Yeah.
Thank you.
The new Sand Mountain Wildcats. Maybe there was a deeper philosophical reason behind that. We have a fella backstage that's in a spot. His ride left. And, of course, if it was me and then I had to make a list of the places if I was going to get stuck, I'd like to be stuck in, I'd choose this and I'd put it right at the top of the list. He doesn't quite feel like that. He's having a little trouble handling it. If anybody's going back to Gainesville that's got room, And you can extend a little hand of help to this fella. Stop back by and help him out. We carry stories around with us, and we sort of scatter them from time to time. But what you really hope for is that there's a perfectly appropriate place to tell a story. And I realized that introducing Roy Bookbinder would be the perfect place to tell this little story I've been carrying around inside me for a little while. So I'd like to tell it, because it concerns a man of mine and Roy's age who was walking down the street one day and is just minding his own business, and he hears this little tiny voice coming, "Help me, help me." And he's looking all around for where this voice is coming from. And a little